unknown unknowns, and the melange of a thousand biographies. Each of the three principals I had knew schools were not working. I think the teachers also knew. They are smart, cunning, and constantly exposed to the system and all the students. There are also teachers that try to be helpful. Both Erica Goldson and Adam Sands mentioned them in their speeches. But you know how it is. It is not enough. Schools aren't just making money off of processing students. They are also preventing them from flourishing by tricking them that grades are a measure of a being. The gravity of this situation is such that there is no time to parade some minority of teachers as proof that schools are working, or even as hope. The world needs to put life-changing books first, followed by meaningful self-education. And fantasy education, along with fairy tales of magical superpowers of bullshit diplomas, need to be last. As you grow older and notice more and more things about the world and its culture, you will discover things in your past that were beyond your comprehension. Teachers pretend to care, but they don't care at all. They give you grades based on your other classes. They just want to keep their job. They just want to keep getting paid. They just want to put food on their table, and will never question the curriculum. Mrs. Shinfluenza, with all the things she said to you, never actually cared. She was simply navigating the situation in such a way as to cause the least amount of trouble. She didn't want to listen to you any more than she had to. She didn't want to talk to you any more than she had to. She didn't want to be called into the office. She didn't feel like walking all the way to the office. She didn't want you to look at her wrong. She didn't want any kind of friction anywhere. If that meant being unfair, that was just fine with her. They know school is bad. They know the curriculum is incomprehensible garbage. They may even know that you can't possibly learn things that are disconnected. And they certainly know about the kids in the library using drugs before finals. They don't care if you become an addict by jumping their f***ed up hoops. In their mind, it's your life, your choice. Well, that's not entirely true. They also help in diagnosing students as having learning disorders. This way, the students who just can't handle the school get on the same drugs that the kids in the library use to uselessly and temporarily improve their short-term memory. Many are more likely to threaten, yell, manipulate, cheat, steal, and pump the students full of drugs than to fix the curriculum or help the students learn in a sequence that fits them best. And of course, they know that they are convincing perfectly normal students that they are below average, as in not as smart as the other kids. The other kids, who are just temporarily memorizing as ordered. See, there is no such thing as an F student. The only reason why grades exist is because it is easy to show that they are doing something. There's a curriculum that covers easy-to-regurgitate topics, a test that covers the memorization, and grades that the teacher shows at the end of the year that the class, quote, worked, unquote. They use tests because of their compatibility with memorization. If they tested actual comprehension, everyone would fail, and the fraud would be revealed. This way, you ace biology but don't actually know biology. You get an A in physics, an A in chemistry, and an A in math, A in music class, and you totally nail Excel, just in case you ever become a secretary. but it is all fake, including Excel. You're supposed to know how to make your own Excel, not how to use somebody else's. This is about cell dependencies and updating everything when a number changes somewhere in a cell. And what a wonderful introduction to UI frameworks that would be. Which brings us to the core of the problem. Not only are you tricked due to your lack of familiarity with the subject, but the teacher doesn't know the subject enough. If they did, they wouldn't be a teacher. They memorize the curriculum and some extra side facts by being around the things they teach for a long time, but that is all. They don't have a grasp on the full integrated system of things. Teachers are not allowed to convince you that you are not smart just because you don't want to learn things that are irrelevant to you or learn in the sequence that they dictate. That can only destroy futures. I call this one the theft of dreams. The dreams that we didn't know to have. An unknown unknown is used to trick you into accepting vapor in place of real knowledge, as you are not going to protest missing out on the things that you didn't know about. This is yet another mechanism that cults use to manipulate people, to control their minds, to drain them of energy. The way to punch through this, or hack through it, is yet again to consume a pleasant melange of 1,000 biographies. Again, no one book has anything to do with any other. To say she reads books is to utter something as meaningless as her hair has a collar, or when asked, what music do you listen to? Respond with, the music on my computer. A book is a storage medium. It is a data format. The fact that something is a book has nothing to do with the content. The best kind of book is one that you can listen to, and the best of those are beautifully performed by great voice actors. Go to the library and ask them what apps they use for narrated books. They will give you free access, though you will need to deal with the wait lists. Figure out what the unknown unknowns are. Listen to every biography you can find.